listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. Here in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. At sa susunod po na anim na linggo, ipagkapatuloy po natin ang ating pag-aaral sa Book of Isaiah. Naalala niyo pa po ba ang ating series na Trustworthy? Yan po ang unang bahagi ng ating pag-aaral sa libro ng Isaiah. And the second part of our study will be for the next 6 weeks. At ang title po nito ay Nearness. In a socially distant setup that we have now, we can be assured that God is near. Pwede po bang pakitype dyan sa ating comment section? God is near. He is with us and He is for us. And because God is near, and His word never fails, we can have hope and confidence despite our present circumstances. Let me read to you our text for today, and I will be reading from Isaiah 40, verses 1 to 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that indeed through your word we are able to receive comfort. May your word minister to us today. Anoint the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just to give us a background, no, of the text that we read for today, makikita po natin to, no, in Isaiah 39. Makikita po natin dito na nakasakit po si King Hezekiah, kung naalala niyo po siya. Siya po yung hari ng Juda, pero po siya po ay gumaling. Okay? Tapos po, no, yung hari po ng Babylon ay nagpadala ng delegasyon. May dala po silang sulat mula sa hari, probably a congratulatory letter, okay? At mga regalo, no? So malugod po ang tinanggap ni Hezekiah ang delegasyon ito, at ipinakita po ni King Hezekiah, okay, sa mga taga-Babylonia ang kanyang kaharian. Ang mga pilak, ang mga ginto, sangkap, magagandang uri ng langis, mga armas, at ang kanyang iba pang mga kayamanan. Wala ni isang bagay sa palaso o kaharian ang hindi niya ipinakita sa kanila, no? So kumbaga, nagkaroon po ng house tour, ng palace tour, at lahat po ay ipinakita ni King Hezekiah sa mga taga-Babylon, no? Yung mga taga-Babylon po, meron po talaga silang dalang camera. Siguro nagbablog po sila para matandaan po nila lahat ng kaharian, no? Subalit ang ito po ay nalaman ni Prophet Isaiah, parang napakamot na lamang po siya sa ulo, no? At ang tanong ni Isaiah, bakit mo pinakita ang lahat? Okay, lahat ng mga resources natin, pati armory, sandata at armas, the ins and out of our kingdom, no? Nang dahil po dito. Isaiah 39 verses 5 to 7 says, then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs. They shall be servants in the palace of the king of Babylon. Ano po ang sinasabi dito ni Prophet Isaiah? That Judah will fall, Jerusalem will fall into the hands of the Babylon. They may have escaped Assyria, but not in this next great empire. The chosen people of God will be exiled. And this prepares the way for Isaiah chapter 40 to chapter 66, which envisions Jerusalem in captivity in Babylon and ready to return, no? And so, Isaiah 40, the text that we read, is a prophetic message to those who will be exiled around 150 years into the future. I mean, isn't that amazing? Grabe, kamangha-mangha po ito, no? Yes, there will be a coming exile. Judah will be conquered. But God was already there in the future, mindful of His people, speaking His words of comfort. God was already giving His word of assurance to those people who will be exiled in Babylon, even when they were not yet even born. Hindi pa po pinapanganak yung mga tao na pupunta sa Babylon bilang mga exile, may pangako na ang Panginoon para sa kanila. No? Well, that is just amazing. And watch the word from God. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." And this is a very appropriate promise. Why? Think about this. Your city conquered and destroyed. Your leaders and people marched off to Babylon. The kingdom was gone. They were exiled and slaved for 40 long years or 70 long years. And this happened not because of Babylon's superior military strength. They knew very well that the reason why they will be exiled was because of their sin and unfaithfulness to God. Diba kung sa atin po yan mangyayari, ano po ba ang mararamdaman natin? I mean, definitely we will be discouraged. We will be depressed. We will be disheartened. Tama po ba? And we might think, kapag nangyari po to, I mean, is God defeated? Is God defeated? God is defeated by Babylon. If not Babylon, God is surely defeated by our sins. Look at our temple. Look at God's house. It is desecrated. It is in ruins. Are we really the chosen people of God? Is that who really we are? We are more like the forgotten people. Where is God in all of this? And yet, in this discouraging situation, hear the voice of the Lord. "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. God commanded that His people be comforted. And kapag pinag-uusapan po natin yung comfort, comfort here does not just mean a warm hug by Olaf, no? Siyempre, masarap yan, no? It means to encourage. It means to fortify. To put a steel on the backbone so you can stand and face what's in front of you. Yun po yung sabihin ng comfort. Okay, 1828, Noah Webster, okay, define comfort as to strengthen, to invigorate, to strengthen the mind when depressed or made weak, to give new vigor to the spirit. And why will they be comforted? Why will they be encouraged? Because God called them my people. God called them my people. God continued to identify Himself to these Israelites as their God. My people, by your God, is the language of the covenant. You know what this means? This means God has not forsaken His people. God has not forsaken His people. He has not abandoned them. In spite of their unfaithfulness and the serious punishment they will have suffered, God intends that they will have a future together. God's trustworthiness was so great that even after the well-deserved destruction had come, God would not forsake His own. But God would deliver them from what had overtaken them. The descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob need not to fear that God will forget His promises to their ancestors. "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. And you might be here today and you might probably been asking the same question. Lord, talo na ba? Lord, hanggang dito na lang ba? Am I really your child? And yet, in the midst of all of this, I believe this is the message of God for us today. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants to fortify you. God wants to strengthen you, invigorate you, and to remind you, God has not forsaken you. God has not forsaken His people. God sees that He will have a future with you together. Amen. And when we say, comfort, comfort my people, there is a tone of kindness, of tenderness, of compassion. God wants them to know that He sees them, that He feels them in those moments that they will be in despair. God is there to give them comfort. And that's why verse 2 says, speak tenderly. Speak to the heart. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her misery is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sin. Ano po ang sinasabi ng Lord dito? Tapos na po ang paghihirap nila. Pinatawad na ang kanilang mga kasalanan. God has forgiven His people. He is there not to condemn them, but to speak tenderly to them despite their sins, despite their unbelief, despite their unfaithfulness. God still cares for His people. God has not abandoned them despite what they have done. Though they were faithless, trusting men rather than God, God remains faithful to His people and speaking tenderly to them. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. However, being exiled for 17 long years, I mean, being in that situation, a very, very discouraging situation for a long time, siguro ang tinatanong ng mga tao, gusto ba talaga tayong i-deliver ni Lord? Willing ba siya? May kakayahan ba ang Diyos na tayo ay iligtas? Is He able? And yes, He might be willing, He might be able, but is He really going to deliver us? Siguro ito po yung mga tanong na pwede nilang maisip. Ano? And Isaiah knew that they would be asking these kinds of questions. And what's the answer? The answer is yes, yes, yes. God wants to deliver them. He can deliver them. And He is going to deliver them. Verses 3 to 5 says, a voice cries in the wilderness, in the barren land, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God does not want them to remain in their captivity and despair. God intends to come to His helpless people. The people cannot help themselves, and there is no one else who could help them. So God must come to help His people. And nothing will stop God from coming. Highways are paved, valleys shall be filled, mountains and hills will be leveled. Isaiah says, God is coming to deliver His people. God is coming to deliver His people. And God came. And God came. The glory of the Lord has been revealed through whom? Through Jesus. Verses 3 to 5 speaks of what? It speaks of the coming of Christ as John the Baptist pointed to. God didn't say, you try and come to me. Try. Subukan mo, lumapit kayo sa akin. No. Because if He did, we would be lost in our sins. But God has come to us in Jesus Christ, and because of that, there is hope. In Jesus, the glory of the Lord has been revealed for all people to see. The world became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Lord, God in human flesh, coming down to His people. Jesus came not to throw our sins in our faces and shame us and say, we are weak. Yes, we are broken, we are hurting, we are lost, but Jesus came to give us comfort. Jesus came to give us comfort. You see, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Let me read it again. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him, in Jesus. The message of comfort takes its shape for us. Christ went through the greatest discomfort for us so we can be comforted. Grabe po yan, no? Christ went through the greatest discomfort for us so we can be comforted. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Hinamak po siya at itinakwil ng mga tao. Dumanas siya ng mga sakit at hirap. Tinalikuran at hindi pinahalagahan. Siya po ay sinugatan, binugbog, pinarusahan, pinahirapan at pinatay. Rejection did not stop Jesus from coming for us. Suffering and sorrow did not stop Jesus from coming to us. Death did not stop Jesus from coming to us. Hell did not stop Jesus from coming to us. None of this. There is nothing that can stop Jesus from coming to us so He can deliver us, so He can save us. He had proven that by dying on the cross for us. Is God willing to deliver us? Can God deliver us? Is He really going to deliver us from all these things that is happening around us? I believe with all certainty that the answer is yes. He had proven that by dying on the cross for us. He will come and deliver His people. Amen. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Take heart. Be encouraged because nothing can stop God from coming to you, from being with you and delivering you and saving you. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They come for me. You see, we will walk through the darkest of valleys. And we are now in one of the darkest valleys in our lives. But we can take comfort. We can take comfort that through this, we will never be alone. We will never be alone. Our good shepherd is always with us, standing us, guiding us, leading us. And when we are lost and hurting, He will come for us. Isaiah 40 verses 9 to 11 says, go up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord comes with might. Nothing will stop the Lord from coming to deliver us, and His arm rules for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His recompense before Him. Not only God is with might, but He will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom. He will carry them in His heart and gently lead those that are with young. You see, we can be comforted because God will come. God will surely come and deliver His people, and nothing can stop Him. And so will you allow the Lord to comfort you? Would you allow the Lord to carry you in His arms, to hold you close to His heart, to gently lead you with His caring might? He can definitely deliver us. He can definitely care for us. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Verses 6 to 8 says, a voice says, cry. And what shall I say? What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. But the word of our God will stand forever. Ano po yung sinasabi dito? All people. All kingdom, including Babylon, in all of their glory are like grass. Their glory and beauty fades as quickly as the flower in a field. They are here today, gone tomorrow. And those great powers are as short-lived as the wild flowers. They are no more to be feared than the blade of grass. But the word of our God stands forever. The great powers of this world will not be able to prevail against God to keep Him from delivering His own people. God will come. Deliverance will come. Comfort will come. Why? Because God says so. Why will comfort come? Because God says so. In contrast to the fleeting glory of man, the word of God endures forever. Yes, their city and their temple will be destroyed. They will be exiled, but God promised comfort, deliverance, and restoration for His people. And what God said, that He will do. No human force or condition can prevail against God's promise. Whatever may lie ahead for the Israelites, they may know that God's word of promise, it will not fail them. It will not fail them. Far from fading away, God's word brings comfort and hope to His people. Why? Because it stands forever. It stands forever. God's word of promise will not fail us. God's word of promise will not fail us. And that's why in these times and seasons of our lives, we got to cling to the eternal word of God. Why? Because God's word of promise, it will not fail us. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. What does the unchanging and unfailing word of God says to your situation today? What does the word of God has to say about our situation today? You see, based on what we look at, God says, you are my people. You are my people, and I am your God. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Times may be difficult. Times may be changing. We may be grieving. We may have lost a whole lot in this life. But God says, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am with you always. I care for you. I love you with an everlasting love. I will come for you and deliver you. I will tend you. I will provide for you. I will carry you and I will lead you. I will restore you and I will fulfill my promise to you. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Dr. John Oswald says, when we look into this chapter, God's ultimate purpose for His people is not destruction, but redemption. Not death, but life. And I believe the same way with us. Because Jesus came, and He came to give us life and have it abundantly. In Christ, God's ultimate for you is not destruction, but redemption. Not death, but life. Amen. Let's cling on into the promises of God. Let's cling on to God's Son and allow the presence of the Lord to comfort us. May we find comfort in God's Word today. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank You that we could take comfort from Your Word. Because Your Word is unfailing. Your Word is unchanging. And it stands forever. Lord, thank You. Lord, that You promise. Lord, that whatever situation we may be in today, Lord, You will not leave us. Lord, You will not forsake us. That we are Your people and that You are our God. And so, Lord, we come to You today. Lord, would You look upon the misery of Your people? Lord, would You look upon, Lord, the sufferings, Lord, the losses, Lord, the pain and the difficulty that Your people are going through today. And Lord, would You come? Lord, would You come to us wherever we may be? Lord, would You strengthen us? Holy Spirit, would You breathe life? Holy Spirit, we ask, Lord, that You would strengthen us, fortify us, Lord. Lord, would You put a steel on our back? Lord, that we may continually face what's in front of us. Lord, we ask. Lord, the same way that You have declared and done for Your people. Lord, that her misery will end. Lord, we come to You today knowing that we are a helpless people and we cry out. Lord, we cry out for deliverance. Lord, we cry out for mercy. Lord, would You come to Your people? Lord, would You come to Your people and deliver us, Lord? Lord, deliver us from this crisis. Deliver us from this pandemic. Lord, deliver us from this COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we have seen a lot of people who have lost their loved ones, Lord. Lord, battling this sickness. Lord, we lift them up before You today. Lord, we lift them up. Lord, every single one of them. Lord, would You comfort them? Lord, comfort. Lord, comfort. Comfort Your people, oh our God. Lord, that's our cry today. Lord, comfort. Comfort Your people, oh our God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray. Lord, maybe for some of us, Lord, who are wondering and questioning because of what's happening around us. Lord, we ask. Lord, that you would refresh us, Lord. God, would you renew our faith? Lord, would you draw us once again to your word? Lord, that we might find life. Lord, that we might find your promises. Lord, thank you, God, that your word, they are spirit and they are life, that every time we would come and read your word, Lord, you would strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Would you just begin to pray right now? Begin to pray for those people whom you knew, who are needing comfort today, needing the touch of God today. Would you begin to pray right now? Come on, just pray. Say their names. Begin to pray those people whom you knew who have lost loved ones, who have lost their battles in COVID-19. Probably those people who have lost their loved ones, people who are going through so much mental stress because of not being able to go out. I mean, our situation today is abnormal. This is not normal. And so we really need the strength and the comfort that comes from God. Why don't we come today as a church community? Let's begin to pray. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your friends. Pray for your families. Pray for your classmates, your office mates. Pray for the people in our church. Would you begin to pray right now and ask the Lord, Lord, comfort. Comfort your people, O our God. Would you begin to pray right now? Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, that we have an assurance from your eternal word that you are with us. Lord, that you are for us. That indeed you are near because you have come to save your people. Lord, even this week, Lord, enable us to see deliverance. Upon deliverance, enable us to see provisions upon provision, healing upon healing in our lives. Breakthroughs upon breakthroughs, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, last scripture as we close, I want to read 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And it says here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You see, there is a reason why God comforts us, so that we could be able to give comfort to those who are in affliction. May the Lord use us even as He comforts us to comfort others. Amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and this is your first time to join us, or you have been coming but you have not yet surrendered your life to the Lord, comfort will come as God comes forth in your life. Would you surrender your life to the Lord today? Would you say that you are helpless, in need of God, in need of the saving power of Jesus? Would you pray this prayer and just say, Lord, I acknowledge, Lord, that I am lost and I am helpless. Lord, I cannot save myself. And today I look up to you. Jesus, would you deliver me? Jesus, will you save me? Will you forgive me of all my sins? And Lord, would you enable me to know you more? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang maglagay ka ng emoji sign na prayer? No? First time mong tanggapin si Jesus bilang iyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas, please send us an emoji, okay? And our pastors, our staff, our leaders, campus missionaries will contact you and explain to you more about the decision that you have made. Amen? Let's just pray right now, even as we end our service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord looks with favor towards you and grant you peace and comfort that comes from the Holy Spirit. And even as we are comforted, let's go out there and comfort those who are afflicted. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.